to Back with your host, Chris Ellison. On Back to Back, we feature a lineup of Christian music, and most of it is Canadian. We love Canada, and we love our Canadian artists. We want to showcase their music on this show. We'll feature reviews, artist interviews, and we'll play some of their songs. So stay tuned, and thanks for joining us on Back to Back.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Back to Back, and my name's Chris Ellison. I'm glad to be with you here today. Today we're going to explore some new artists, one that you might have heard of before, and hopefully some you haven't and are learning about for the first time. On today's show, we're going to hear a variety of Christian music. We've got a great interview that I really enjoyed with Canadian Christian artist Nick Hennick out of Alberta. And we're going to hear some of his music. We've got his well-known Warrior song, but also his cover of You Say by Lauren Daigle. And when you hear Nick's vocals, you'll see why people love him. But first off, we're going to focus on Canadian Christian artist Tim Neufeld. He's best known as the co-founder and lead singer of the contemporary worship band Starfield, which he formed with his brother John in 2000. Starfield gained significant acclaim, earning 4 Juno Award nominations and winning multiple CGMA Canada Covenant Awards and Dove Awards. In 2013, Tim launched his solo career with the album Trees, which won a Juno Award for Contemporary Christian Gospel Album of the Year. He later formed a country and bluegrass trio, Tim and the Glory Boys, known for their unique canoegrass sound. The band has released several successful albums and received numerous accolades, including Juno Awards and Canadian Country Music Association nominations. Well, for more information, check out his website at timandthegloryboys.com. But for now, let's get into some of the music on Back to Back.
How great a weight were my transgressions. How long the list of unlearned lessons. My heart so hard, it would not listen. Until the day it all came crashing.
Back.
is breaking through the dark. This love, it is sweeter than wine, bringing joy, bringing life. Your hope is rising like the dawn.
right now we've got a special artist feature on Christian recording artist Nick Hennick. I think you're going to love his music and you'll see why soon, but right now he's on the line with us. Nick, welcome to the program.
Hey, Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I hadn't heard about you until just, you know, probably a few months back, and having to get to know you and listen to your band, I got to say I'm a fan already because I like rock and roll and I love what you guys are doing. So it's really nice to connect with somebody whose music I love already.
Oh, I really appreciate that. And you know what? It's a pleasure for me to talk to you because like-minded people are going to make differences. So it's so awesome to be able to talk to you today.
For people who don't know you, can you tell us a little bit about your journey? You know, how you discovered your passion for Christian music?
Well, it actually didn't start off being Christian music. I was very secular in South Africa. I started a band, came over to Canada. We started a hard rock band with screaming and just wanted to be that, you know, that band that's just rocking out on stage with a mosh pit. And I wanted to be that guy. It did not land up that way. Of course, life got in the way. I moved away from the music part of it for a long time. Got my advanced care paramedic and started doing that. Just did that for almost 18 years now. But there was a point in our lives, in my life, where I went through PTSD really badly, to a point that I went to rehab 3 times, struggled. I didn't want to live anymore, Chris. I was done. I didn't see any hope. I didn't see any evidence of God. Even though I knew God existed, I said, well, if you exist, why is there no life? You know, why are you, where's that breathed life that should be there if you're a Christian? But then again, I never surrendered. So there came to a point where I started using music to help myself and to help other first responders. That's how it started. Got heard by Nebulous Entertainment and started doing music in Saskatchewan, wrote a song called Warriors. And that was my first taste of my music was actually good enough. Cause you know how you always feel when you start, like, am I good enough? Are people really going to want to listen to me? And Warriors got picked up by the United States Army, where the Army actually played the song at a 9/11 tribute.
Awesome.
And it was eye-opening and I just loved it. But of course the struggle wasn't over. I was still struggling in life. Sheena and I got together and we just wanted to move away from the EMS side of it. So I moved away from ambulance. It's a long story, but moved away from ambulance and we started doing positive humanitarian things like raising money for the homeless, traveling across Canada to feed the homeless for a year during COVID, really focusing on other people other than myself because I felt the healing was helping other people and not thinking about internally what's wrong with me all the time. But there came a point when God allowed me to go through those things to realize that my journey was still in music, but it wasn't to do it for me. I had to do that for Him. And until I realized that, nothing was going to change. So there came a point where I completely surrendered myself. Sheena and us, we were on our knees, surrendering our lives to God. I remember that vividly. And I got to tell you, doors just flung open. And we just started feeling this love and acceptance. And I started writing music again. Picked up the guitar that I haven't played for 3 years before that. And I couldn't even tell you, the road just started building up. Started playing on a tour with Petra. I had a band called Revival, which now I'm going solo again as Nicholas Hennick. But the guys were just the most godly men. And I loved them. And we wrote more songs. And now, even now, we're going on a tour with Newsboys. And it's just climbing and climbing. And it doesn't even feel like success because I don't want it to be success. I want it to be a journey for God. I feel like it's not God putting me in this favorable position. It's more God preparing me for war because there's people out there that are struggling that haven't heard Him, that need to hear Him. And my music is a little bit different because it's that hard rock. Mm-hmm. And everything, a lot of the music, Christian music you hear out there are very worship orientated, very Hillsong. I don't want to use the word Hillsong, but you know, like they got that very clean vocal, which is beautiful. And I love listening to it. But my vocals was always hard rock, more raspy. And I wondered if I'd even fit into the Christian genre. And apparently, yes, there are people that want to hear that kind of music. So it's been an absolute blessing. A lot of struggle. But we're on this journey that is, I wouldn't give it up for the world. I really wouldn't.
Looking ahead, what are some of your future plans and goals as a Christian musical artist? Are there any new projects or initiatives that you're excited about sharing with your audience?
We've made some fantastic friends and connections in Nashville. I'm working on an album right now that we can bring to Nashville. We're going to record the album, release it hopefully next year, just before the tour. And we'll go on the tour with Newsboys. And after that tour, we have plans on doing a military tour. So there's a ton of stuff coming up. In regards to the music. And of course, we have our company Faith Live, which is a blessing in disguise, and it's helping a lot of artists, and so we'll be focusing on that as well. So Sheena and I are going to be busy but blessed at the same time.
I'm seeing Faith Live everywhere.
That's good.
We talked a little bit earlier about, you know, a lot of Christian businesses and artists and things have been kind of like silo-like around Canada. And now people are starting to have conversations, and people like you are getting out there and doing things and taking the risks. And so congratulations on the success of that company, because you're doing a good job. People are hearing about it and you're making a difference. And that's what you wanted, as you described earlier, to make a difference, an impact.
Yeah. It's scary. Don't get me wrong. It's really scary. It's a big risk in a lot of aspects of it. But it's the blessing part of it. And I know it's making a difference. And we can help other artists. That's the big thing. We want to help Canadian artists. We want to help them get onto a platform like we did with Gabriel. And there's so many artists that we're talking to right now. We want to help them, bring them onto bigger bands, bring bigger bands to Canada, get them playing with the bigger bands so they can be heard. They deserve it. Yeah.
Well, that's good. And what's the website or websites that we can follow you guys on?
So you can go to www.faithlive.ca for the company. When it comes to Nicholas Hennink, look me up on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify. I mean, really, you could mention it. I'm on all the platforms right now. Just make sure you spell my last name right. It's always an issue. It's H-E-N-N-I-N-K, as in like a hen and then an ink bottle.
Okay.
So you can definitely find me online. I would love for your audience to listen to the music. Let me know how it goes. Message me. I'm always willing to talk to anybody.
That's amazing. Well, we've been talking with Nick Hennick, and we're really happy you came on the show with us today to talk about where you've been, who are you, and where are you heading. And you're doing some great things, and like I said, you're making an impact. We wish you the best. Personally, I'm going to be following your music because I love your style of music.
Thank you.
So I'm really encouraged by that. And thank you so much for just spending some time with us today.
Absolutely. And who knows? Maybe one day you and I can do a song together.
Hey, I like the sound of that. That's awesome. All right. Well, let's go into a couple of your songs on Back to Back.
We'll be right back.
Too bad.
Oh,
What a great song by Nicholas Hennick, You Say, a cover by Lauren Daigle, which I actually prefer this one better. And before that, you heard his song Warriors. Well, it's now that time where we've got to wrap up another show. We heard some Love in the Outcome, and we had an artist feature on Tim Neufeld. Well, it's that time where we've got to wrap up another show. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next week, and we'll listen to more great Canadian Christian music. My name is Chris Ellison, and you've been listening to Back to Back. See you later.
You've been listening to Back, and we thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to check us out at www.backtobackradio.com. If you know a Canadian Christian artist that you want to hear on this program, let us know. Well, check us out next week right here on Back to Back.
Back to back, back to back, strong guy, back to back.